My father is the first person to find my sister's body lying behind the temple. We always believe that the killer is someone who stay in the village. Justice has not been served. So my friends introduced me to a crime library.
Today, we are making an urgent appeal.
He said he wanted to try, after 41 years, to solve his sister's murder.
Hey, want to let you know that we have a possible lead?
These are some of the people we have helped over the years. My name is Joseph. I'm the founder of Crime Library Singapore. On my right is my colleague. Her name is Joanna. Crime Library Singapore is a non-profit organization whereby we help people who are looking for a lost kin. And it's also a crime awareness platform.
About 20 to 30 inquiries every month, and it ranges from cold cases to mostly people looking for their biological next of kin. Basically, cold cases are unsolved murders or disappearances that happened many years ago, and the victims of crimes families, they're still looking for closure. So actually, one of the cases that we're currently working on is an unsolved murder case that happened in 1980 to an 8-year-old girl, Goh Beng Chu. She actually went missing and was eventually found sexually assaulted and murdered. So the police did investigate. However, to date, the case is still unsolved and the killer has never been identified. Ling Hai is the brother. And he came to us in April 2021. So when we actually met him, he said he wanted to try, after 41 years, to try and solve his sister's murder, to seek the closure for his family.
This was my kampong in the old days, and it's a very secluded and forested areas. It was part of Jurong then. 1 year after my sister's death, the government redeveloped the kampung. See this Bukit Batok branch office? I think this should be the Taoist temple during then. And that was where my sister's body was found. In the village, we stay in the attap house. For our families, we have our parents and 5 siblings. I am the eldest at 10 years old. On that night, actually, is a celebration for my sister's good results. So my father asked me to buy noodles. And my sister said that she wanted to buy TVs as well. We leave the house together at about 8 p.m. And my sister proceeded to the TV shop opposite our house. For me, I go over to the noodle shop. There is about 2 houses down the road. I took about 20 minutes at the noodle shop, and when I came back, I did not see my sister at the meeting place. When I reached home, I also did not see her. So actually, I thought that she might just be playing hide and seek with us. At about 9:30 p.m., we still did not see our sister, and we felt that something is amiss. And we start the search, going door to door. And many of our neighbors actually join in for the searches. After searching for about an hour, the TV shop auntie tell the search team, why don't they check at the temple? Most of the time, nobody will be there. Only on very special occasions where there are celebrations. My father is the first person to find my sister's body lying behind the Taoist temple. The time is about 10:30 p.m. I ran out to the temple and I saw my late sister, and she was just lying on the ground. I was in total shock. The police come very fast. They are reporters, they are photographers, and I was also being interviewed by the police at the scene. The last time I see my sister is about 8 p.m. and the time where her body was found is about 10:30 p.m. That is actually a very short time. We always believe that the killer is someone who stay in the village. I think the police did question a neighbor, but it turned out not to be him. And subsequently, we did not hear anything more from the police. The killer is still at large, and justice has not been served. Sometimes this year, myself, my family members, we have dreams, and that it's the right time for us to reopen this case. We always have this view that the killer is still alive. When I was younger at that time, I know she was murdered, but I do not know the cause of her death. It's only after going through the newspapers that I understand that she's raped, murdered, and died of a ruptured liver. While reading all this, I feel very sad. My sister had gone through a very painful process, so that makes me even more that I want to reopen this case to find justice for my late sister. So my friends introduced me to Crime Library and also the work that they have done.
So we have been actually working on this case for a few weeks now. We did the broadcasting on his behalf to appeal for information on social media.
Today we are making an urgent appeal, and we need your help to come forward if you have any information pertaining to this unsolved case.
I wouldn't say that our chances are very high, but any chance, even if it's 0.01%, we will still continue to do our best to help Ling Hai and his family.
Good morning, this is Ling Hai. On this 19 November 1980s, my sister Goh Beng Zhu's body was found behind a Taoist temple.
So we often post videos or newspaper clippings of cold cases. Yeah. So for Ling Hai's case, right, we have been helping him to create more awareness. We may get some information on like people who says that, oh, they remember this and this, you know, what happened back then. To try and find a breakthrough is quite challenging, right? Because the entire scene of crime is no longer around. This morning, I'm meeting Ling Hai. I just want to update him some developments about his sister case. I want to show you our article actually went viral.
And then you see, this police said that he was called upon to attend to the case. And he said he remembers your father carrying your late sister in his arms and then crying.
So do you manage to locate him?
I actually sent him a message. Hopefully, you know, he will respond back to us. But you see, at least you know, there's people who remembers the case. And then, any more updates from your side?
The IO has said that there is somebody who actually come forward to provide information pertaining to this case. And right now, they are doing all the necessary investigations.
I really hope that there's positive outcome from the police updates.
After my sister's death, my parents and our families, in fact, we are very sad. Over the years, we have not been able to talk about it, so we did not pursue this case for a long time. My father actually doted on her. My parents are already very aged, about 80 years old. Their tears already run dry. I think right now is the right time for us to look into this case.
In the police force for about 7 years past. I learned a lot of police work, community work. Sometime in the middle of the 90s, my cousin was kidnapped. My aunt, my cousin, they live in Manila. And even after our ransom had paid, he was shot. So from here, we understand the pain and suffering that victims of crime has gone through. So we set up this Crime Library Singapore in the year of 2000. We do receive calls 2 a.m., 3 a.m., that sort of thing. Yeah, the phone ring. It's like an alarm, you know, time to wake up. Oh, okay, so just do the pickup, you know, and then just ask, yes, can I help you?
So today we actually head back here in Toa Payoh, revisiting an old case that happened in 2003. 18 years ago, where this poly student, Wong Dao Jin, he was tragically and fatally assaulted after he was accused of picking up a backpack at Lucky Chinatown.
A teenager died in Singapore General Hospital after being assaulted on Saturday night. The victim was with two friends at an arcade game centre in the building. He was seen leaving the game arcade with a group of Chinese men. His two friends found him lying in the stairwell half an hour later.
There were five attackers, but they all fled. Our old crime library office, it was set up in the year 2000, and it's just over there. Yeah, so Wong Dao Jing's mother used to work at the salon just opposite crime library office. So she just walked over, you know, and spoke to Joseph.
She told us that she wants to make an appeal. What we did was, together with the volunteers, you know, we hit the streets. We went to Lucky Chinatown where we did some interview there and gave out a lot of flyers.
After about 18 months, the efforts paid off. One of the murderers actually surrendered himself.
So subsequently, there are a few reports. One was murdered in JB. Slowly, the others also surrender, but I understand that there is still one more who are still at large.
Many of the cases that we work on, they are still unsolved. We have many cold cases, and that's why, you know, we have to keep appealing. We do have successes, like Wong Daojing, right? It's a huge morale booster to us. The case that I'm working on, which is Goh Ling Hai's case, hopefully we are able to have a breakthrough for him as well. Hey, Ling Hai, I want to let you know that we may have a possible lead. Today, I'm here at Ling Hai's office. I got some good news and not so good news for him, so I want to share with him personally.
Hi, Joanna. Yes, how are you? Welcome in.
So I got some updates for you. Okay, so the not so good news is that the policeman who said that, you know, he was at the scene at that night, right? He didn't respond to us. There's another reader, Serene, who commented. So she said that she was your neighbour and she also helped in the search for your sister that very night.
Yeah, I remember Serene. She's our neighbour in the kampong and she lived a few units behind our house. So I have not seen her for a very long time.
If you can try and see whether, you know, we can get in touch with Serene, while on our end, we will also reach out to her. She would probably be able to recall something, hopefully.
Yeah, definitely, that would be very helpful if she can provide information and subsequently help the police in the investigations.
Yeah.
I'm able to locate Serene because some of her relatives staying within the neighbourhood. Hi, Serene. This is Ling Hai. Do you remember me? We saw your comments on Facebook. So I would like to meet up with you and to discuss more. Great, I will see you soon. Hello, Serene.
Hey, hi, Leon.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
Not that I was only 10 years old, but the memory is quite strong.
Yeah, I understand that you are also there together with my father when my sister's body was found behind the temple. So during then, did you see anything?
I remember that day we was having dinner. So your father came to our house to ask whether we see your sister. Then we say no. So after our dinner, me, my mom and my auntie actually joined in to do the searching. I actually heard somebody shouting from the temple side, said that they found the body.
So during then, who are the people you see at the scene? Is there anybody that you can remember?
I can't remember at all because on that night, the CC is actually light off. So the area is quite dark. From what I suspect, the killer must be someone living in the kampong. If anyone who want to bring her away, I think she won't follow. He already take this opportunity when the CC is light off to do this. There's some rumours going on, suspected there's an uncle doing it. But there was no evidence that find that he's the murderer.
Definitely, yeah. Are you still in touch with any neighbours from our old kampongs?
There's some neighbours actually staying the same block with me. But for these past years, nobody actually talked about this case.
Okay.
I think they are also old already. Actually, I often meet your father at the market, and I know that he's also sad. So I actually hope there's a closure for your family.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
How did it go?
She gave some information, but there are not many informations that they so helpful lah, but she can remember the scenes during then, you know. According to Serene and my own belief lah, this murder case is planned once, because the person know the place, know my sister, and maybe even know my family.
So actually in this case, it's good because there are people out there whom we don't know, who actually came forward and provided information to the police. So definitely there's hope.
Yes, yes, definitely, yes.
So we will continue to do appeal, you know, for your sister and, you know, keep this cold case alive. So we shouldn't give up.
Today is my late sister's death anniversary. I'm heading to the Columbarium with my young brothers to pay our respects and to make offerings. It's 41 years already, and every year during the anniversary, we will come with our siblings for prayers and for offering. My parents will come on the Qingming Festival. Today we bring tidbits, fruits, and also rice. The tidbits are actually last time, you know, when we are very young. These are the type of biscuit, you know, we eat during our time. Today is a day of remembrance. 41 years has already passed, and I think my family has suffered, and we are seeking justice and a closure for my late sisters. I think no matter how many years has gone, it's still a loss to our family. We have already do whatever we can within our means. We hope we can have more news and get updates, and hopefully we can have a closure to this case.